Proclamation number 3390, dated the January 3rd, 1945. Obligation to pass on spiritual knowledge. You are constantly instructed to increase your knowledge, and strength is also constantly conveyed to you, which you ought to use for spiritual work as well. Therefore you should make use of this strength by distributing what is conveyed to you through the spiritual instruction. Use it by passing on what you have received yourselves. Spiritual strength should never rest. That is, a person with strength at his disposal should never remain inactive, and thus spiritual strength should also continuously be used, or it will be taken away from the person who leaves it lying idle. Spiritual work, however, is everything which contributes towards another person's knowledge. It is irrelevant in which way this knowledge is imparted to him, only the fact that it is imparted is important. And this task is given to you who receive the spiritual knowledge from God either directly or through his instruments. Everyone who is offered spiritual knowledge, who accepts it and, after deliberating on it, accepts it as his spiritual possession, will only benefit from it if he passes it on with love. For once it has become valuable to him, he shall also share it with his fellow human being, otherwise he is still gripped by powerful selfish love, and the blessing of God's grace will barely be felt by him. Spiritual knowledge should never lie fallow if a person does not want to risk having it entirely withdrawn from him. For it is divine law that he who gives will receive, because unselfish neighborly love is a prerequisite that the human being can receive. The spiritually striving aspirant should pay attention to his feelings. His desires will be granted, but it also obliges him to give the truth to the one who, like him, desires to know it. Furthermore, it also commits him to convey the truth to wherever error still exists, for the truth shall displace the error. And therefore a bearer of truth must make an active effort to bring light to all places where darkness still exists. This is spiritual work which may never be excluded again if the human being is blessed to be educated by the spiritual kingdom. For the human being is only ever the organ of beings of light which want to bestow truth upon all people, especially those who are entrusted into their care to be spiritually guided by them. People themselves can only rarely hear the light being's gentle voice. Therefore they cultivate instruments for themselves which shall speak on their behalf. This activity should never be ignored by a recipient of light. He should speak wherever the opportunity presents itself. He should communicate verbally and in writing. He should make use of every day and every hour, and thus carry out the work he himself had offered to do for God, and constant achievement will be granted to him. He will be able to advance himself spiritually and likewise the people who are spiritually endowed by him. This admonition applies to all who are being refreshed by the font of eternal life and draw strength and fortitude from the divine word. Everyone moves within a field of duty where he can be very industrious, and he should not neglect this, otherwise he makes himself unworthy of receiving the truth that is offered to him from above. For it is precious knowledge and shall be passed on for the benefit of people, so that it will remedy the immense spiritual adversity which is the cause of humanity's spiritual decline, and which also results in earthly adversity and suffering. Amen.